I'm Will Harris, and today's program has been brought to you by White Oak Pastures.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song, and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard while we sing our song. Rub, 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 rub.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alessandra Maria Ivoroni, a.k.a. Mama Sandra, your host and DJ for Growing Good, a peaceful parenting, supporting local businesses, and just learning how to live with your miracles that you've birthed. If you're expecting or planning on expecting, this is the show for you. If you're a caregiver, this is a show for you. Today's topic is a little bit broader because, I just posted on my Facebook that if you're an overstressed workaholic or, a genius artist living on a dime, this show will also pertain to you. We're going to be doing home spa remedies for ladies and moms that just can't get to the spa, which can be frustrating to find time for yourself to take care of your body and your hair, your skin, your face, your feet, your hands. And our body really is our temple, and it's not vain to take care of it. It's will actually just promote a healthier, happier lifestyle, which always translates towards the energy and environment that you have with your children, your significant others, be it your husband, your lover, your girlfriends around. I mean, I know a lot of the time when I see my girlfriends that don't have children, they're just, just looking smoking hot. And it's because, they got a lot of time on their hands to get that way. And I just show up. And, those things can kind of be a little bit soul crushing. And anyways, I'm here to tell you that there's lots and lots of things you can do to keep up with yourself as a lady. And it's also something really fun that you can do. Lots of these remedies that I'm going to be giving to you, there's about a dozen, and then I'll give you some other tips I've come up with myself, or they've been handed down to me from my wise sisters of the world. And it's just really made a difference in my life. And I mean, not to be conceited, but I run into people a lot and they're like, oh, wow, you look so great. Like, how do you do it? I mean, I'm a single mom to boot. So it's like, how do you do it? Well, I put the show together to let you guys know, and I'd love to hear more. So if you have more tips, I'm all about that. I never get out of the house. I never go to spas. I occasionally can sneak in like one of those like 15-minute chair massages, which isn't even, the same. But I'd love to hear your tips. So you can always send me your tips at Facebook-AlessandraMI, because I'm all over it. So let's get started. All right. So you're home and, you feel like you're about to break out or you haven't slept well. I am actually really allergic to a lot of grocery store laundry detergents. And of course, at my house, I only use a Seven Generation or Baby Dreft. But if we're traveling, or if I'm sleeping at on my parents' house, or if I happen to have a night off and I'm at a girlfriend's house, I can like automatically, just being in a new environment, like my face can really, really see it. So what do I do a lot of the times, which anybody can do? And all these things are just household items, super affordable, and just fun things that you can do. I love to do number one remedy, chamomile face steams. You just boil water on your stovetop. You put in about 3 bags of chamomile, and when it starts to steam, just put your face over it. And this is so good for your hair. And this is something so easy and fun that just like hydrates. It smells good. It's really good for your sinuses. If you have an allergy, I absolutely recommend it if you're sick. But I do this 2-3 times a week. If I'm going to make myself chamomile tea, or if I have a play date over and the mom and I offer the moms tea, as I'm talking to them, I will just, bow my head over the steam. Don't get too close. You don't want to get burned, but I just do it for about 10 minutes. And then I actually even like to humidify my hair with it. So I'll dangle my hair on it and put my hair back on it. And this is really great. It opens up your pores. You're getting that herbal remedy. Chamomile is known for its healing properties, but also just like rejuvenating properties. Chamomile is used in many, many, expensive, fancy, Chanel even uses it, like over the counter face night creams. Of course, they add all the junk that we don't want to have anything to do with. So that's number one, just a simple chamomile face steam. Really, really makes all the difference. Makes you feel good. I like to do it at night right before I go to bed when my skin gets the driest, because at nighttime we either have our heaters on, our air conditioners on. Like I said, the laundry detergents from your sheets can often affect your pores. So I like to do that at nighttime. Number two, I came up with this all by myself because I'm in my 30s and I was like, ugh, it's so obvious I'm in my 30s, especially after my pregnancy. My son is in the 95th percentile, and so he really took all of my oils during my pregnancy. I did take extra fish oil because I developed a really kind of a harsh case of eczema on my arms and back, and just simple things like that can just be like really stressful and really bum you out, and you can become self-conscious. So I came up with this after that, because I actually, after I birthed Wally, the eczema went away, but the dryness and a little bit of like the scarring, I guess for me, itching remained. So I came up with the cucumber eye paste. And this is so easy. You just take a cucumber and you put it in your actual baby food processor. Now, a lot of us have these little food processors. They're like blenders, but they're smaller and rounder, and a lot of us used it to process our children's foods when they were just learning to eat. So I've kept it around, and basically I just chop up a cucumber. I leave the skin on because that's where all the oils and nutrients are. So that's something a lot of people don't know. I chop it up. I put it in the processor. I just whip it. Like, I whip it till it's literally like a mashed potato liquid paste. You can add a little bit of Greek yogurt, but just a little bit, because that can be, you know, like a bit much, maybe like a tablespoon of all natural fresh Greek yogurt, or you can add a teaspoon of heavy cream. You don't have to, though. You can go just straight natural, the cucumber, because it's okay if it looks kind of like, you know, like shards of cucumbers, as long as it gets pasty enough. And then I apply it on my eyes, and I actually like to apply it all on my forehead and on my cheekbones, because that technically is your eye area. A lot of people think that your eye area is just under, you know, your eyelids and above your eyelids, but it's not. If you feel your face, if you feel the skeleton under your skins, your eye area is all around about the whole inch on top of your eyebrows, all the way to the back of your temples, and all the way down to the tips of your cheekbones. That is considered, you know, what movie stars consider your eye area. So that is what I would consider an eye treatment. So you want to actually look like you've got like a Rob Bandit mask on, you know, like you're robbing a bank. So I put that on. And a lot of these remedies, I do incorporate my son. You don't have to wait till your kids are sleeping. You know, Wally thinks it's hilarious. I kind of play games with him. Like, I'll just like pretend I'm wearing a mask and like chase him around and make noises. I let him play with the leftover cucumber so that I can just have a moment to myself and sit down and close my eyes if I want to. I'll put a towel on the kitchen and just give him the rest that I don't use, and let him play, because you know that it's all natural. You know that if he's eating it, that's just great. He's having some more yogurt and cucumber. So a lot of these things that I do, I actually do. I don't have to have time by myself. I don't have to lock myself in the bathroom. You can incorporate your kids. So you're doing something for yourself and you're having fun with them. It's really wonderful. So that's number two, cucumber paste. Again, in this segment, you have to keep in mind that you are also going to be saving a bundle of money on crappy products that are badly advertised, that use extra perfumes, that actually make you break out, and just cost an absurd amount of money. So this all started for me, not only because I didn't have time, but because I was watching my finances, because, you know, most parents, we give everything to our children. So that's why I said that this segment is also just very good for anybody starting their own business. You don't have to have a kid, or anybody that just, you know, is trying to put savings aside, or, you know, trying to dedicate their time to their art, etc. You're going to save a bundle of money. So we've done the chamomile face steam and the cucumber eye paste. Third, now this is a secret from the lady heavens above. I mean, it has changed my life, and I often tell as many mothers as I can about it. It is the coffee grind scrub. Okay, so coffee, the caffeine in coffee has like elasticity powers like that you wouldn't believe. It is actually the only remedy on the market for cellulite or stretch marks. You know, a lot of us know that there's just nothing you can do. There is no plastic surgeon that's going to help you out with cellulite. It's one of those things. I mean, I've heard of people using self-tanner towels to hide their stretch marks. But again, that's just poison. I mean, think about it. You're changing your pigment tone, you know. So, I mean, more power to you. If it's working, that's great. But coffee grind scrub is like my favorite ritual. And it also just goes in with your daily routine. In the morning, I make my coffee. I drink my coffee. Then you take your filter with the coffee grinds, preferably when they're lukewarm still, you know, from the grind. You just stand in your bathtub, you rub that coffee grind all over your body. I mean, and just like do circle motions all around your problem areas, and you will actually feel your skin tingling. I mean, I've actually had some friends of mine abuse this treatment because it works so well. And if you do it too much, you can kind of get like a coffee buzz, as if you drank like 7 cups of coffee, and then you can get a caffeine headache and actually crash. I mean, that's how much this coffee goes into your pores. So I would say this to save this treatment for like twice a week max, but it's going to be hard because it feels so good. It's so addictive. I mean, it's your body is tingling with energy. The coffee grinds are scrubbing and exfoliating. The caffeine and bean products are actually promoting elasticity in your body, that you feel all the tingling, you feel great. And then you, within a half an hour, you actually feel your skin tightening. So again, you can forget about buying all these like cockamamie, you know, timing. I love Palmer's. Palmer's cocoa butter does work and is amazing and is not expensive. It's inexpensive products. So I do recommend that to lotion with afterwards. But it doesn't dry because of the coffee beans. When you feel them before you grind them in your hand, you will notice that they have like an oil on them. Like if you're just playing with an actual coffee bean, there's an oil there. So it also lotions. So this is on like one of my top tens. So that's it. You get in the bathtub, you get crazy with the coffee scrub, you know, you sit there maybe for like a minute, make a phone call, rinse it off, and like your body is going to be getting that natural tightening, that natural elasticity. You will see your cellulite literally like you know, vanish before your eyes, and you feel alive and you have so much energy, which is also obviously really good for overstressed moms. So you know you've done something to make yourself feel beautiful, but you're also going to have like all this energy for your day. So that is my top, my coffee grind scrub. Number 4, and this I have to attribute to an amazing guest that I recently had, Africa Sue Ango. You can listen to the archive at our website under Growing Good, heritageradionetwork.org. She is a vegan youth activist. She's an athlete. She's amazing. She, you know, is renowned and known for losing over 120 pounds on camera to raise money for her causes, which are AIDS in Africa and obesity in America. She gave me this tip, and she actually like sent me photographs of herself doing it, even though it's so easy. And I have become obsessed. And this is a lemon face cleanse. You literally just take a lemon hanging out, you cut it in half, you pull your hair back with like you know, a clip or preferably a headband if you got bangs, to get it all out of your way. You take the half of the lemon scrub in your hand and you just circle motion all around your face, all around your forehead. Be careful of your eyes, obviously, because the lemon can sting a little bit, but not really. I've gotten it in my eye and it actually feels really good, but that's just me. I'm a freak, so stay away from your eyes. You circle motion it all around your face, all around your neck. I like to do my chest area and my arms too if I have the time. You walk away for like 5 minutes, let it dry. You will actually see like the lemon pulps on your face. So that's the mask part. You let it dry. Then you simply rinse off with cold water. And this is a natural astringent, a natural toner, a natural cleanser without having to use alcohol or any of the properties in normal toners and astringent. And like I said, it dries, so it creates for a mask, because when you're taking it off, now I like to use a towel. I dab it in cold water and I take it off with a towel. You can also use cold water on cotton pads. But if you just close your eyes and dip your face in a cold water sink, it's just amazing. And she's so rad that she gave me a second follow-up to this, which is like so mommy style, because we all know that we're just crazy about keeping everything clean, and maybe our bathroom smell like pee diapers or our husband's, you know, fart a little too much, whatever. So she gave me a follow-up to this facial and toning lemon cleanser for your face, which is that then you actually take the leftover lemon peel that's in your hand, that's about, you know, like the size of half of a baseball, and you can clean your sink all around, like clean inside your sink, clean your countertop. It's a natural home cleaner, smells good, feels great. You haven't wasted half of a lemon. It's amazing and it rocks. So I'm loving all of this, and I hope you have too. I've got, you know, eight more, so I'm hoping to get through it a little bit faster in the second segment, but we are going to take our first song break because, you know, another spa remedy is just romance. Keep that romance alive in your house, be it a slow dance, or for me, being single, sometimes it's just watching a silly romantic comedy after my son's gone to sleep or reading a good book of poetry. Keep the romance alive in your life. That will help you stay young and beautiful.
White Oak Pastures is a 146-year-old multi-generational family farm that works in cooperation with nature to produce artisan meat that is safe, healthy, nutritious, and good to eat. Without fail, we ensure that our production practices are economically practical, ecologically sustainable, and that the animals are always humanely treated. We never falter in our determination to conduct our business in an honorable manner. For more information, visit whiteoakpastures.com.
Hello, everybody. That was Whiter Shade of Pale, one of my favorite romantic songs. Sometimes I listen to the lyrics. I don't even know what he's talking about, but all I know is that it hits home. It hits my heart. I love the drums. I love the fills. It's just one of those timeless songs, I think, for a lot of us, I'm hoping. Anyways, moving right along, today's topic is Top 12 Spa Remedies by Alessandra Maria Ivoroni, your host today for overstressed moms and friends alike that just don't have time to get to the spa or are trying to save a dime. Let's keep going. We're talking about baths now. So baths are just so important. I know a lot of people actually that are like freaked out about baths because they think, well, I'm just wallowing there in my own dirt. It's just not the case. It's so good for you to soak your body, especially if you're 30 and over, because your pores are so stressed out, your muscles are so sore, and your skin can get very, very dry. So I like to do, in terms of home remedies, just stuff lying around, a milk bath. And this is when you just run hot water and you add a cup, like from a measuring cup, of whole milk, organic milk, and you just put it in there and just soak it up. You don't need to buy into these like packaged powders or whatever, unless they're salts, because salts are always very amazing and organic when I see them on the counter. But I like to do a milk bath. And then my second bath, obviously, that is so easy for moms to keep hold in the house because it is at the supermarket, so you don't have to make time to go to the special store, is just always have one of those paper gallon boxes of Epsom salt. So if your skin is dry, I recommend the milk bath. If your skin is regular and oily and not feeling dry and you just are feeling a little bit sore from carrying your baby, dealing with a fussy toddler, or just, you know, maybe you had a long drive that day. I myself am commuting these days a pretty far distance. The Epsom salt is a soothing relief for aching joints. It's also a remedy for bruises. It kind of acts like an arnica. So, and obviously if you've got like cuts, I mean, we just went on a hike the other day and Wally usually walks, but he, you know, insisted on me carrying him the whole way. So I just got like scraped up left and right because I was like trying to see where I was going and carrying him. He's almost 40 pounds. So it's just a way to, the salt bath is a way to just kind of disinfect your entire body. And it also works as a joint therapy. So you're getting two in one there. The milk bath is just a beautiful, sultry feeling, and you're just like, you're feeling like so natural. You know, it's just kind of like, you know, being born again. You're just sitting there in your bath. And again, I was talking in the first segment that there's just lots of ways of incorporating your children into these treatments without having to find that time alone. Because usually that time we're tired and that's our sleep time. What I do is I lay out a towel next to my bathtub and I let Wally play with bubbles. I give him like a huge like tray or bowl, and I put in bubble bath, like his child all natural bubble bath, in his own bowl with water. And we're in the bathroom, you know, we get naked and he's outside the bath, I'm in the bath, and he just splashes around, and I give him like toys, like straws and things that like he can blow into and make bubbles, and that gives me my 20 minute soak. So that's I believe that's number 5, milk bath soap right from your fridge, or just keep storing of a carton of Epsom salt, which you can get at any supermarket. So you can do this, think of yourself as you're taking care of your family and doing your grocery shopping. Moving along, aloe vera plant facial and body wrap. Ugh, this is so amazing. Now, I buy these long shards of aloe vera leaves at the Essex Market, which is actually where our very own Heritage Foods USA butcher shop is. I went there to visit, and there's a woman there, an Asian woman, who sells these. I mean, I've never seen them so big, and I've been around a lot. I spent time living in California. I used to have aloe plants. They're massive. They're like the size of my calf, pretty much. So I buy one, I keep it in the kitchen. It stays fresh for about 3 months. And I just cut pieces off, about an inch off, and then you split it down the middle. And then with your thumb, you grind at the two pieces, and the aloe vera natural gel will come off. And again, I do this as a mask, but I do it all over my body. So I put it all over my face, all over my neck, all over my arms, all over my front, whatever of my back that I can reach. I just sit there, stand there actually, because you're sticky. This is a sticky one. I stand there like a mummified aloe goddess for about 15 minutes. And then I get off and I rinse. Now, a lot of times, because it's got a bitter taste, so you got to rinse it off. If your kid's all over you, he will get in his mouth. But again, it's all natural. That's what's so beautiful. This is all kid-friendly, safety-proofed stuff. It does taste a little bitter, but sometimes if I'm just feeling that extra dryness, or I've been in the sun too long, or I'm just feeling like, you know, like, just like, I'm just bummed out about the way that I look, I will just wipe it off with like a baby wipe, not rinse it off, so that it's still there. And, you know, it won't be sticky anymore, but you'll feel it. Like when you're walking, you'll kind of feel like you're walking in space. And I sleep through the night in it. And then I rinse in the morning. So this is amazing. And you can always just do your face. You can always just do your hands, you know, whatever you have time. But I love to just strip down and do the whole thing. And you can do this as much as you want. There is like absolutely no side effects. There's, you know, it's just like green earth love from the big mama of them all, Mother Earth. Aloe vera is amazing. And like I said, you can keep the plant. The bottom will get brown, the part that you cut, and then you just cut that off and then start again with another inch. Okay, so then I'm going to talk about an amazing way to get your hands up to speed as if you've had 1,000 manicures without making it to the manicures. This is so much fun. I'm not going to say invented this, but for my life, I feel like I'm the inventor, because nobody told me about this one either. Hand wraps. And your kids will love this. They will think you are so funny if you make it into a game. You take your favorite hand lotion, if you have hand lotion lying around. Obviously, you can use regular lotion, but if you have a special like cuticle cream lotion or like hand treatment lotion, you pour it in, you know, you squeeze in a good amount into a pot and you heat it. You stir it with your spoon. Obviously, you don't want to burn yourself. You don't want to put boiling cream on your hands, okay? So you're just going to sit there for like 45 seconds on high flame, stirring it all the while so that there's no hot parts in the middle of the lotion. And, you know, warm up your favorite hand lotion. Then you're going to get your Saran Wrap out, which, of course, we all have for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or half-eaten apples, whatever. You take your Saran Wrap out. You take the lotion. So now you've got the lukewarm lotion and you've got the Saran Wrap out. You dip your hands. You can use a spoon or a spatula. I like to use like one of those plastic ice cake spatulas because it's just so soft. You put it all over your hands and then you take the two – by this time, you've already ripped two pieces of Saran Wrap and laid them out on the counter so that you don't start ripping with a bunch of lotion in your hands and make like a crazy mess. So, okay, so you've taken your Saran Wrap. You've ripped out like two long rectangular pieces. You've spatulaed your hands with the warm lotion. Then you wrap your hands all the way up, like from, you know, the tips of your fingers covering all the way down to the bottom of your wrist in the lotion. And then I love to play like mummy Frankenstein game with my son when I'm doing this, because I kind of just put my hands out and I'm like, mommy's coming for you, mommy. And he's just laughing and, you know, we're running. Or this is a good time to play peekaboo. I count, and when I find him, I like pretend I'm like wrapping him in like my crazy, you know, Saran wrapped claw hands. Leave it on for about 15, 20 minutes. Take it off. Don't even rinse it off. Lotion the rest of the lotion that's left up all the way up to your arms. Do your ashy elbows. And you've got yourself an amazing home spa, you know, manicure that people are, you know, charging up to $35 for. So that one's one of my favorites. Another, which is kind of in the same family, is the same. You can do the same thing for a conditioner. Hair wrap. Okay, so your hair is limp. You haven't been to the salon. I haven't been to the salon in 7 months. You know, it's limp. It's dull. You're just like, you're bummed. You know, you're like, why is this happening? I'm in my prime. Okay, same thing. Pick your favorite conditioner, hair conditioner. Heat it up. Spoon it up. Lukewarm. Not too hot. You don't want to burn your hair. Just wait till it's lukewarm. This is something for nighttime. Or I guess if you have like an hour of Sunday cartoons, you can do it in an hour. But I love to sleep through the night with it. Same thing. You put it all over your hair. You don't have a shower cap? That's cool. You're a mom. You got Saran Wrap. Saran Wrap my whole hair. So I put the lotion everywhere. I soak it from dry hair. Not out of the shower. Like on your dry hair. You bun your hair. You Saran Wrap it. You know, put some bobby pins. If your husband's freaked out, you can just, you know, put your towel all Cleopatra style with a clip. Go to sleep on your pillow. When you wake up in the morning and take your shower, you will thank me. It's like the same as going to a, you know, hair conditioning salon treatment, except that you're doing it yourself. So what? It's so great. Your hair will be luscious. It'll be bouncing. If you don't want to use a conditioner, another great thing to do, this is primarily good for women with dry hair though. If you have oily hair, I would stay away from this one. I do the same exact thing with olive oil. I take a bowl, I put in about a cup of olive oil, and then I put in just a couple squirts of my conditioner. I mix it up. I do the same. The olive oil is amazing, but you do want to keep it away from your forehead because it can kind of give you a breakout if you sleep through the night with it. Amazing. And then I don't even shampoo the next day. Unless, you know, if you're feeling like there's just too much in there, then you shampoo and condition as usual. And that's an amazing one too. Then I guess we're getting to the end here. I just want to remind you all to hydrate. Hydrate is the key. The hydrate is the key to staying young. Hydrating is the key to beautiful skin and beautiful hair and just like, you know, a great lifestyle. It brings down your stress. I mean, it's like hand, mind, body, spiritual. It's just everything. You want to hydrate. But here's a fun way to hydrate. If you're having a play date or you're having a couple moms over, you know, keep a pitcher of ice water out, but make it a little bit better. Add a couple slices of cucumber, or do a carrot water, do a peach water, do a strawberry water. A lot of times when you go to these fancy spas, you'll see a spread of pitchers like this. But you know what? You can do it yourself. You can keep that around. So you're hydrating with a little bit of class and a little bit of fruit nutrients, which is great for your hair. It's great for your skin. It's actually also really great for the pigmentation of your eyes. Your eyes will look whiter. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. So hydrate, hydrate. That's the way to go. But just do it a little bit fun. Do it with some, just do it a little spa style. Add slices of strawberries. I love the strawberries. I love carrot. I love the carrot one. I just add slices of carrot. It works. It's just amazing. So hydrating is key. And then I just wanted to let you guys know, in terms of working out, you don't have time to go to the gym. That's cool. You've got a gym in your house. Your chores are amazing. So if you do have a nanny or you do have a husband that's helping you out, don't always opt to make them load the car for you and unload the car for you. I know it. I know I know you're tired, and I know it's easy to kind of get your husband to do those tasks. But I'm a single mom, and lots of people come up to me and they're like, oh my God, how do you do that? Well, you know what? It's because I do all the loading. I do all the packing. I put away the strollers. I mean, that's a lot of lifting, you know, in a day. I do all the pushing. I do all the carrying. It's so easy to, and beautiful for people to offer you help. But that's another way of going to the gym and being with your kids at the same time. You know, carry them. Don't always opt to have your son carry them on your shoulder. Do it yourself for like a 20-minute walk. You just went to the gym, baby. This is Alessandra. I will see you next week. I hope that these some of these remedies brought you love and toy. The last one before we sign off is massage toys with your clingy toddler. I know that I found this out just walking through Chinatown. When you walk through Chinatown, they have like all these, you know, like wooden massage toys that look like cars. Literally, Wally thought they were cars. So I bought a bunch of them once because they were like $1, $2. So now we have this basket at home of like amazing Chinese wooden massage toys. And so we play massage, and he thinks he's, you know, hitting me with a car like his regular cars when he's going rrr, rrr, all over my body. But you know what? It's really a massage toy. Mama's getting the massage, and it's super fun. They think they're playing cops and robbers in cars. I'm getting a massage. Everybody wins. Love and light to you all. We'll see you next week. This has been Alessandra with a dozen spa remedies for you when you can't get to the spa. And this is Destiny's Child doing Bootylicious. Just want to let you know, I do listen to pop culture, but of course it's got my rock and roll spin. Stevie Nicks plays guitar in this, and it's the line from Just Like a White Winged Dove. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.